Well, folks, I'm with Bruce Patch, and we're going to discover Alicante Boucher. Now, if you don't know what that is, a beautiful place to find some old vine vineyards is the Russian River Valley and Sonoma County. Bruce, great to be with you, sir. You are known as the wine gorilla, and this is a little bit off your beaten path.
Yeah, this was a real, actually a real pet project for us. In 2012, for various reasons, our Clopton Old Vine Zin field blend, the Zin did not get ripe, and the Alicante did. So we went through and picked all the Alicante, ended up with three barrels, and we have just released 100% Old Vine Alicante Boucher.
I think we should tell people about this because actually it's a well-known varietal, which is now not well-known at all.
Yeah, it's a Spanish grape planted a lot in Spain. And for some reason, a lot of the early immigrants that planted Zinfandel in Sonoma County had Alicante with their Zin, as well as some other varietals. And it's one of the handful of grapes that the flesh is actually red, not just the skin. And so the color is really beautiful on this.
Some of these field blends, or a lot of them, include Alicante Boucher because they did bring the cuttings over. Not very often that you get to have it as a varietal itself, but it is beautiful.
Yeah, I think there's maybe one or two other people in Sonoma County that do bottle an Alicante, and I think there's one or two down in the Central Valley that also bottle them. But there's a handful of us, and as I say, we only did 48 cases of this, but it really tastes good.
Great food just came to the table, and Chef was very smart about this. He didn't get any of the last dish because Bruce and I were very hungry, and it's turning out that he brought a double order of this one. You're not hungry still, are you, Bruce?
Oh, I'm still going at it, sure.
Right. Well, it's time for some great Alicante Boucher, and this is 2012, and this is Old Vine. Folks, I wish you were here to enjoy it with us.